Have you had to call the handy van lately? Well, Honolulu Civil Beat gives us our reality check with the growing wait times. Reporter Marcel Henri joins us this morning. Hi.
Hey, Catherine. Happy Monday after Thanksgiving.
Yes. And you know, this story is one of those boomerang stories. I mean, how many times have we done this, right? Wait times in the handy van. I thought Mike Formby dealt with this already.
Yeah, it just seems to be a continuous problem. Just there's a multitude of issues with the handy van. And, you know, one of the problems is, I mean, you could look at it as a blessing as a curse or a curse, but it's one of the heaviest in-demand per capita paratransit services in the nation, if not the busiest per capita. So with that comes a whole lot of headaches and, you know, both city and Oahu Transit Services, which runs Handyvan for the city. They're constantly trying to keep up with this demand, you know, and it's $2 a fare, and they point to that you know, makes it a very lucrative system to use that hasn't been updated, and that fare hasn't been updated in about 20 years. So this story I wrote today really focuses in on the wait times just to book a ride, just on the reservation phone line.
Yeah, somebody in our office tried to book something recently, and they were on terminal hold. It was crazy.
Yeah, so Charlotte Townsend, who is the vice president at OTS, who helps oversee Handyvan, you know, she was talking about this at length at a recent public meeting, and she put the average wait time where users are sitting on hold, you know, looking to book their rides, at 20 to 45 minutes. On top of that, the system itself sees frequent crashes, sometimes some major, you know, day-long crashes, which, as you can imagine, has very large implications for these users. These are, you know, ADA-qualified disabled users who rely on the handy van to get around, and a lot of times that is for, you know, very important appointments. So it does have large implications.
Yes, because many appointments are made for medical reasons.
Right, right. You know, you'll hear a lot for, you know, dialysis and things like that, things you can't miss.
Now, your story points out that somebody has actually filed a civil rights complaint.
Yeah, this is Donald Sakamoto. He is the president of Citizens for a Fair ADA Ride, short, that's known as CFODR. And it's a local advocacy group for paratransit riders. He filed this earlier this year after a couple of major crashes in the phone line, saying not only is it, you know, very unacceptable and inconvenient, but it also violates, you know, the FTA regulations, federal regulations for a system that relies largely on you know, federal funding. So he has filed something with the FTA's Office of Civil Rights, and my understanding is that the city and the FTA have been talking about this recently, and he, you know, everybody's hoping that we can resolve this and make this a better service.
And I'm sure that Townsend is just beside herself, because she was a longtime user, and there are just great hopes for, you know, putting someone in there that knows what it's like to be on the other end.
She is, and despite all the problems that Handyvan continues to face, you know, I've noticed just particularly in these public meetings that Townsend is very popular with at least with the you know, riders that show up and testify at these public meetings. They don't really hold it against her. Meanwhile, she is saying that she and her staff are just as frustrated as they are with a lot of the software. Not just the city's system, which OTS operates its reservation line through, but also their dispatch software, which is run by a company called Trapeze, and that those two things combined, she says, just cause them all sorts of headaches. And you know, there are other options out there that could make this a lot more user friendly.
Right. So you've got a number of issues. You've got the reservation line issues, right, the software, and then you've got an aging fleet, I guess, which breaks down, which doesn't help.
Right. You've got all sorts of, you've got the aging fleet, you don't have enough space for the growing fleet, and they're still trying to make, you know, on-time rides, you know, forget the reservations themselves, even, you know, waiting for your ride, and on-time is considered either 10 minutes ahead of time or 30 minutes after your scheduled pickup time. So you could have a van arrive 29 minutes after your scheduled pickup, and it's still considered on time. And, you know, even with those parameters, that pretty flexible window, Handy Van still has issues with its on-time performance.
Okay, so we're negotiating with a new vendor, and hopefully that'll work, huh?
Yeah, they're looking at a couple of solutions, you know, maybe allow riders to book online, give them that option, and also maybe a callback system like you'll see on some of these customer service lines.
Okay, I guess, but we've got to keep our fingers crossed that that things hold together until we get something new in place.
As always.
Thanks so much, Marcel.
Thanks, Catherine.
That was reporter Marcel Henry with today's reality check. Go to sybilbeat.org to read that story and more.